Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's episode is made possible through the generosity of the following families. A great big thank you to Jonathan Polizzi. Thanks to Nisi and her son Michael. Thank you to Joshua and Liana Calzada, all the way from Lake Zurich, Illinois. They enjoy listening to the stories in their car rides. Thank you to Silas and Kate. Kate is 4 years old and donated half of the money that she earned from her very own lemonade stand. Your generosity is tremendous. Kate, your mom told me she is so proud of what you've done with the lessons you've learned from listening to Kids Bible Stories this year. Thank you to Pearlie, who is 7 years old, and Moses, who is 4. They enjoy listening over breakfast and while they play Legos. Guess what, you guys? Our family also loves Legos. Pearlie and Moses, thank you so much for your heart of generosity. I saw you donated your own tithes from the last 3 months to this podcast because you enjoy listening to it and you want to help keep it free for others. Thank you again, Jonathan, Nisi, Michael, Joshua and Liana, Silas and Kate, Pearlie and Moses. Thank you all so much. Today is part 6 in our series on Exodus. Today's story is called God Has a Plan, and this comes from Exodus chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, and chapter 7, verses 3 through 23. I respect each family's ages and stages of life, so I have adapted some of this. Please go back and read the scriptures yourself, including what is appropriate for your family. So that the kids get the context of the stories, I'd also encourage you to go back and listen to any Exodus episodes you may have missed, as the stories will build upon themselves. Okay, last week, we left off with God encouraging Moses that it would be okay, that God would free the people from the evil king of Egypt. We pick up our story here. Moses told the people of Israel God was almighty and would save them, but they would not listen to him. They were discouraged. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go tell the king of Egypt that he must let the Israelites leave his land." But Moses answered,
"The Israelites won't listen to me. So surely the king's not going to listen. I'm terrible at this."
But the Lord told Moses and Aaron to talk to the king. He commanded them to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. The Lord said to Moses, "But I will make the king stubborn. Then I will do many miracles in Egypt. But he will still refuse to listen. So then I will punish Egypt terribly, and I will lead my people, the Israelites, out of that land. I will show my power, and I will bring the Israelites out of that land. Then they will know I am the Lord." Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord had commanded them. Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron was 83 when they spoke to the king. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "The king will ask you to do a miracle. When he does, Moses, you tell Aaron to throw his walking stick down in front of the king. It will become a snake." Here we go, everyone. If you think your movies are exciting, just listen to this. let's pick our Bible back up and hear what happens next. Walking into the king's court, surrounded by all the servants, false priests, and armored guards, can you imagine how they must have felt? I would have been nervous. And I bet Aaron and Moses were probably a little nervous, too. Even so, Aaron threw his walking stick down in front of the king and his officers, and it became a snake. But the king just laughed in amusement.
Wise men, magicians, come here, and you too do this trick for me.
And the Egyptian magicians were able to do the same thing. They threw their walking sticks on the ground, and the wood bent and snapped, and it began to slither and hiss on the ground. However, Aaron's stick made short work of the magicians, and Aaron's stick swallowed up each and every serpent belonging to the Egyptians. But the king was stubborn. He refused to listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The king is being stubborn. He refuses to let the people go. In the morning, the king will go out to the Nile River. Go meet him there by the edge of the river and take with you your walking stick that became a snake. Tell him this, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you. He said, let my people go worship me in the desert. Until now, you have not listened. This is what the Lord says. This is how you will know that I am the Lord. I will strike the water of the Nile River with the stick in my hand, and the water will change to slime. Then the fish in the Nile will smell, and the whole river will begin to stink. And the Egyptians will not be able to drink the water from the Nile." The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron to stretch the walking stick in his hand over the rivers, the canals and ponds and pools in Egypt. All of the water will become slime everywhere in Egypt. There will even be slime in the wooden buckets and stone jars." So Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord had commanded. Aaron raced to the Nile with the king's men in tow. Everyone was watching to see what he was going to do next to that mighty river. He raised his walking stick high above his head. And with a splash, he struck the water in the Nile River. The king and all of his officers were there, standing at the edge of the river, waiting to see what would become of their precious water. At first, nothing. The splash from Aaron's stick faded, and the ripples disappeared into the current. The king began to smile, thinking he had won. Then, a few bubbles began to simmer at the bank of the river. The crowd looked on, staring at the shoreline as the bubbles began to grow. They popped with green and browns. Now the whole river was swirling, a slimy ooze. The fish in the Nile died, and the river began to stink.
Ugh, pay you.
The Egyptians could not drink water from it. Still using their tricks, the magicians of Egypt were able to repeat what Aaron had done. The king was stubborn and refused to listen to Moses and Aaron. This happened just as the Lord had said. The king turned and went into his palace. He paid no attention to what Moses and Aaron had shown him. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Wow, we heard about some interesting miracles that happened. God is pretty mighty, isn't he? tell me a miracle that he did in our story today. If you said turning the water into slime or turning the stick into a slithering snake, that would be right. This is just the beginning. Next week's story, we will hear even more amazing things God does. My last question for you is this. Was God surprised that the king of Egypt still refused to listen to Moses and Aaron?
No.
No, he was not. Now, do you think God is surprised about things that happen in your life?
Nope.
Nope, he is not. Let me show you. Have you ever gotten hurt? Yeah, like maybe you broke your leg falling out of a tree? Or maybe something changed. Maybe this year, your school is different than usual. You are not in the same building or classroom. Maybe there are some new rules for school. Do you think God is shocked by any of this? No, he is not. God was not in heaven, pacing back and forth, worried that his plan had not worked with the king of Egypt. And God is not biting his nails, trying to come up with a backup plan for your life either. God is all-knowing and all-powerful. He is not shocked by anything. I find this so comforting. When things happen in my life that maybe I did not plan for, I can remember God is in control and God is not surprised. God has got this. Well, that's it for today. Please make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And stay tuned as we continue to hear the story of Exodus unfold. And, as always, bye for now.